Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. And Gus, this week I want to talk a little bit about the interior offensive line. And it was interesting to me this week because your former center was at practice this week, Brad Meester.
Yeah, he what a great player to have a part of this organization. And for our players, and especially our younger players, to have a chance to visit with him, it's ideal.
Did you try to recruit him back?
I told him, I said, look, this guy played, 13 years in the league, and look how good he looks and how hard he played. So you can play that hard and still look good at the end of your career. There's something to it.
He'd have to end up in the training hall dining room for a long time before he's ready to play again. But it's good to see him, and he does look great.
Oh, yeah. He's an awesome man.
Some of your young guys that I've been watching on film, Bowanko, Linder, Jacques McClendon, a lot of fun to watch. And we're going to focus in on some of them today. But really watching those two young guys, Bowanko and Linder, has been a lot of fun. And first and foremost, how is Bowanko?
He's doing pretty good. You know, we're seeing him walk around now without a crutch, and he's progressing nicely. So not as, it wasn't as once feared, making a lot of progress. So we'll see how it ends up.
All right, let's look at some plays. Okay. This is a great example because both of these young guys are pulling in almost in tandem. Great play.
It really is. You know, I give a lot of credit to our older players, guys like Zane Beatles and Luke Joko, Jock. Those guys brought that mentality of being relentless with Mike Brewster, and these guys have really picked up on it. And to see that on the perimeter, both making cuts, run and cut. That's what we preach as part of being relentless.
And this one during a game, I was laughing literally into my microphone at the booth because you can see Bowanko comes off and he's tracking the linebacker, and all of a sudden the linebacker's not there. And somebody shows up in front of him, and he doesn't care. He just hammers Allen Hurns.
We only have one speed. That's good. You know, and just like this, we talk about sometimes what takes so long sometimes with offensive linemen, working together. And I think, it's just the angles. You can see Bowanko right here on the linebacker. Just the angle that you need to take to try to cut him off. That's part of the maturation process. But what we love about him is that he does go one speed, along with Allen Hurns on the perimeter.
This next play I liked because it showed that Brandon Linder has strength. He's actually a pretty decent move by the Chicago Bear defensive tackle. Kind of lifts him up and gets that inside leg opened up. But he does a great job of reinserting his inside arm, which is a veteran move, in my opinion, and firming up and stopping it.
It really is. And I think it gives you, ideally, what we're looking at with a guard. He's going to have one-on-one matchups, with the three technique. The center, at times, he can get some help from the other guard. But that guard is kind of out on the island. So you're looking for specific traits. And Linder has those traits that we're looking for.
I also like what your young left tackle, the undrafted rookie from James Madison, did. Wells here against a veteran defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, he plays with really good poise, really good patience. You can see him, some of the little things he'll continue to work on. But you can see Cam up top as well. Good footwork, good poise, is really coming along.
Now, anticipation for a rookie and awareness. Brandon Linder here. This, to me, is exceptional. Watch his eyes.
Right. And he's going to get some games out there. Here's a twist game that occurs right before the half on a long throw, long completion. But just that presence to know, not to fall for it. The three techniques trying to get him his eyes to lose his eyes. But Linder has really good discipline, really good technique on the twist game.
And I love the aggressiveness of Bowanko. He's, kind of a soft center, kind of peeking to the left side because he knows the running back is going out to the right. And then after a while, he's like, all right, I got to hit somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Look to see if you can help on either side, and then as the play progresses, help out.
This play to me is my favorite because it shows a physical presence, and now you have Brandon Linder at center, Nowak at left guard, and Bowanko's moved to right guard. And I love it because it's physical and it's right up the middle.
Well, look at the versatility. We're running outside plays with pullers. You got one-on-one blocks like we show with Linder, and then we also give them the opportunity for double teams to really get movement at the line of scrimmage. And they're getting great push right here, and it makes Denard's job that much easier.
At what point do you think you may end up having that interior settled? Are you hoping that this week is where you kind of settle it down?
Well, I think, we're trying different, options to see what best fits for us. And that's what preseason is all about. Mm-hmm. And we know that each game as we go through the regular season, it's going to get better and better. So I think first and foremost, we want to try to get the best guys in there that we think have the best chance. And then we'll take it from there. So we'll use this opportunity against Detroit to even showcase more of them.